Earlier this month, we received word of an exciting and uplifting new program. Whole World Improv Theater is partnering with the Exceptional Student Group to provide a home for improvisational acting classes for children and teens with learning disabilities or differences. To learn more, I'm joined in studio by the founder of the Exceptional Student Group, Andy Jones. Alongside us is Emily Riley Russell, the managing director as well as co-founder and main stage performer at Whole World Improv Theater in Midtown. Andy and Emily, welcome to City Lights.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Andy, you are both a veteran special ed teacher as well as an alumnus of Whole World Theater. When were you taking improv classes at a Whole World?
My first class was early 2004. I received a 2-hour workshop as a Christmas gift. And Emily actually ran the workshop. And then soon after that, I got enrolled in classes and then joined the cast after that.
And did you find you were starting to integrate improv games and lessons into your own special ed classrooms when you became a teacher?
That happened a bit later. I didn't have that aha moment where both my worlds kind of collided until much later. And then, you know, now I tell teachers, whether it's, you know, special needs kids or not, like if you're in education, you're an improv actor.
How so?
Well, I mean, you do whatever you can to keep the kids' attention, to keep them engaged in whatever, you know, the discussion or the lecture or the activity that's going on, because, you know, lots of kids can't focus on tasks. Lots of adults can't focus on tasks.
Emily, do you find that to be the case with audience members, too?
Oh, absolutely.
Especially if they've had a few sips.
Yes, 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 absolutely. But, you know, listening is the key to improv and collaboration. And if we can get even the audience members, they're engaged, easily engaged by listening and participating. And that moves through everything that we do as performers, students. It moves on down the line. Everybody's collaborating.
All a microcosm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are the learning disorders and differences represented in the Exceptional Student Group?
Okay. A lot of kids on the autism spectrum, lots of kids with learning disabilities, kids with impulse control issues, hyperactive. Those kids, I figured out pretty early on once I started doing the classes that if you have a really, you know, hyper kid, that's really, really impulsive, we do scenes in slow motion because it promotes body awareness and spatial awareness, which those kids are not the best at.
Sure.
But again, if they slow down and all of their movements are very intentional and slow and they're thinking about what they're doing, it eventually translates into, you know, their everyday life.
Now, did you study about that in your preparation to become a special ed teacher?
No.
So no, that well, was I, pretty I, observational.
Right. Well, I taught for 14 years. I left the school system in 2011. Started this business. And again, it just kind of made sense in my head that, you know, this, you know, group of kids would benefit from improv. And I called Mindy Elkin over at Greater Atlanta Speech and Language Clinics, who I didn't know, and just kind of cold called her and came in and chatted with her a little bit. I didn't even really have a pitch. I was just kind of like, it kind of makes sense in my head. And she was like, okay, let's do it. So I started a class over there, probably 2012-ish. And then just as I did it, I figured out, you know, the impulsive kids, we need to do it in slow motion. And then, you know, there's an improv game called Remote Control, which I'm a big fan of, where, you know, the director has a pretend remote control so I can pause, I can rewind. You know, when I rewound the scene, that works on retention and recall. You know, whatever the dialogue was or the physical movement, like if someone plops down in a chair and I go reverse, like they have to pop back out of the chair. And so kids that had retention and recall issues, I would start with tiny little reverses and then make them longer and longer, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And their memory improved. I kind of figured out as I went, like, you know, there's different cognitive processes in different improv games, and how I can kind of tweak them for certain kids.
Were the kids willing to go along with that immediately? I mean, I would think it would be a real challenge for a hyperactive kid to go into slow motion.
They like it.
Kids like to play.
It's you're promoting cooperative play when you're doing improv, you know, and like Emily said, like there's a big focus on intent listening, because some people aren't the best listeners, you know, and there's a big focus on reading nonverbals, you know, obviously the listening, and then there's the cooperation working together. Flexibility is big.
Have you ever thought of doing this before Congress?
No, but I'd love to if they'll have me.
On a serious note, in yesterday's Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the personal journeys section, I don't know if you saw it, there was a mother who wrote about her son with autism and what she had to learn along the way, and she helped start a high school here for autistic kids. But she described it in terms of her son's experience as constant, unpredictable assault on the nervous system. Mm-hmm. How much of your work with the kids in improv is, I don't want to say impeded, but do you have to balance with addressing some of their special needs?
I just put a big emphasis on the kids' strengths. You know, if a kid's really into robots, guess what? We're going to do a lot of scenes about robots, you know. And, you know, if a kid, like, I remember this, the very first class at Greater Atlanta Speech and Language Clinics, this kid, maybe the third or fourth class, he was kind of looking at me funny. And I'm like, what's up, Zach? Looks like you got something on your mind. And he's like, so I can do whatever I want in the scenes. I'm like, yeah, be creative. And I'm like, you know, do whatever you want, you know. And he's like, so I could turn into a tiger in the middle of a scene? I'm like, yes, I would love it if you turned into a tiger in the middle of a scene. So then his thing was he turned into animals like every scene. But again, I mean, he was listening to the other person. He was being flexible. He was working together. He was controlling his emotions, which is a big thing, because like in a scene, you know, if a kid or an actor gets all wound up and they're upset and the scene's over, I can watch the kid kind of reset back to their baseline. And so they're practicing, if and when they get upset, resetting back to their baseline. And I know it transfers because I've had parents, you know, say, my kid still has tantrums, but they're not as intense or as long as they used to be. And of course, I take credit for it.
Well, it sounds like you should take some credit for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little part. But that's another thing is, you know, controlling emotions because, you know, most kids don't have the form to get all wound up and then, okay, scene's over. And then they go back down to their baseline. Mm.
Well, if you are just joining us, my guests are Andy Jones, the exceptional student group founder, and Whole World alumnus, and Emily Riley Russell, the Whole World Improv Theater co-founder, managing director, and main stage performer. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta. Back with Emily Riley Russell and Andy Jones. Emily, what specifically, from your vantage point as an actor and improviser, what specifically can improv teach kids and teens with autism, with Down syndrome? What have been your observations in working with Andy?
I think that improv really builds confidence. We create an environment that is completely non-judgmental. We don't, if you're 8 years old or if you're 16, 17 years old, we're all, the playing field is level. We all work together because it's very important to build the ensemble. So we don't have these, we flex as the group needs to flex, and we flex as a group. So I think that finding that you can really communicate and create on any different age or level, learning level at all, and really collaborating, creating something completely unscripted, new every single time, and you're having fun doing it, and your friends are looking at you with these eyes of, wow, this is happening. You know, that's such confidence and such pure joy.
And so these skills don't end when the curtain comes down or
no.
The class is over.
This they transcend the stage. They can be incorporated in every aspect of your life.
And that's something they take away. We have had members of the comedy troupe Asperger's R Us,
yes,
on the show. And it was so enlightening to speak with them, because what seemed just almost impossible for me to comprehend at first was how exposed one is on stage in improv or stand-up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, given the challenges of autism, Asperger's, on the spectrum, you know, what would heckling do? What would some harsh criticism, you know, some insensitive audience member might make? And they said, actually, they've been very fortunate. They state at the outset that they have Asperger's and mm-hmm. noises distract. They said pretty much, the audience understands and they move on. I'm curious in talking about therapy, because it is obvious from what you said, Emily, that, you know, these exercises are akin to therapy. I read, Andy, that you talked about something called ninja therapy, and I'm very curious about this.
Yeah, that's actually a term I stole from another professional. Basically, it's kids are learning skills, but they don't realize they're learning them. So that's what I kind of call ninja therapy. You know, in this case, like I talked about before, you know, controlling emotions, being flexible, working together, cooperation. These are things that kids are learning while they're playing, while they're doing improv, and they don't realize they're doing it. And like Emily was saying, like, it definitely transfers into their regular life. Like, it transcends just the class.
You know, have you some especially poignant or amusing stories you can share in the couple minutes we have left?
Yeah, sure. There's, you know, I tell people I like working with kids because they're not bitter, cynical adults. and there's, I don't know, there's, I remember I was doing a scene with a kid who was on the autism spectrum, you know, and this kid was, he was selectively nonverbal. I mean, the kid could talk, he just didn't. And it took him a while. Once he kind of got into the whole, you know, the improv philosophy or whatever you want to call it, he really, really got into it. And we were doing a scene together. And the suggestion that the other kids gave was we were two statues that had come to life. I love it. So, you know, we're, yay, we can move around. We can do this. We can do that. And this kid's like, I think I want to go back to being a statue. And I'm thinking, I'm like, no, what? What are you doing?
Hey.
But no, then he says, you know, Andy, I'm the Statue of Liberty. And if I'm not in New York Harbor, no one's going to know where America is or New York. And I was like, scene done. Like,
beautiful.
Brilliant. You know, and I could have done that scene 100 times with adults. Never would I have gotten there, you know, and there's plenty of stories of like kids that just say things that they just come from this place, you know, they're on a lot of levels, they're a lot more creative than adults are.
They're just wired differently.
Yes, exactly.
That is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, what is Whole World Improv's role in the partnership, Emily?
Well, Andy is an alumnus of Whole World, and we're very proud of him and his work, and we are so grateful to be a part of his training. And so he trains with us, and we bounce off of each other, and we're also the host. We're having the classes at our theater. And we're hoping to really develop the class so that we can expand it and have more of our instructors working with the kids. We have our own kids program. We have a camp program that's 14 years old and a youth and teen program that runs throughout the school year. And so our instructors, the more that they can work with all kinds of kids, with all kinds of learning ways of learning, that we really want to be a part of that, because that just is going to make us better teachers.
Sounds like win-win-win.
Yes.
Emily Riley Russell, Whole World Improv Theater Managing Director, and Andy Jones, the exceptional student group founder and Whole World alumnus. Thank you so very much. I think you're pretty exceptional.
We try.
Thank you.